It is a long, strange trip from California to Kabul, but even at the age of 17, it was one that one young Afghan-American named Saeed Haider Akbar was compelled to make.
I felt really guilty for having the kind of life that I had, for managing to escape and to get an education, and that also kind of drove me to go back to the country because I had this deep passion for it, but I had never been there, and I felt like to sort of validate or to sort of back up my interest in Afghanistan with action, I would have to visit there and spend time there.
Now 20 and a student at Yale University, Akbar has penned a memoir of his visits to Afghanistan after the 2001 fall of the Taliban. The book's title conveys his dual heritage. Called Come Back to Afghanistan, A California Teenager Story, it spins out a tale of adventure and sorrow. Akbar was not even born when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979. His parents fled to neighboring Pakistan, where he was born, and later made their way to the United States, ending up in California. There he grew up as a typical American teenager. But as in many expatriate families, Akbar grew up with an intense interest in a homeland he had never seen. But he had heard stories of Afghanistan's former glory spun by relatives and other Afghan expatriates.
Afghanistan was definitely painted in my mind, and it gave me images of this place, of orchards and gardens and mountains and the beautiful, peaceful countryside. I had these kind of pristine images when I would think of Afghanistan.
His father, Fazl Akbar, was deeply involved in the anti-Soviet resistance from abroad and was close to key figures in the resistance. So when Fazl Akbar was called to Kabul in 2002 to become President Hamid Karzai's spokesman and then governor of Kunar province, Haider Akbar felt he had to go along to offer Americans a different perspective of Afghanistan.
There was interest in Afghanistan, but I felt like most journalists were reporting Afghanistan, but not really looking at it as in a nuanced way and not really looking at it through all sides. So I kind of wanted to offer a perspective that sort of looked deeper into Afghanistan and kind of gave explanations to things that most people here wouldn't understand, and sort of looking at things to more than just the war on terror or, you know, post 9/11.
But the destruction, corruption, and political intrigue startled him and was a far cry from the idyllic images of his youth.
It's incredible to look at it and go through it in 3D. It looked like, for me, a giant wrecking ball had sort of come over the whole country from one end to the other and just broke everything.
Akbar went for the summer of 2002 and then two more, filing dispatches for National Public Radio that formed the basis of his book. He saw up close the political machinations. Another family friend, Haji Qadir, was assassinated while he was there. If there is anything Akbar wants people to know about Afghanistan, he says that it is not yet quite the success story proclaimed in some quarters. He says it is still in a fragile state that could collapse under the weight of narcotics production and insurgency.
I see insurgency and I see opium as being the two main problems facing Afghanistan right now. And it's deeply worrisome for me because I don't know how much longer the situation can sort of be in the balance like this.
Fazl Akbar had to leave Afghanistan to return to the United States for heart surgery. But his son plans to go back. For all of his California upbringing, Saeed Haider Akbar remains the child of a homeland it took him 17 years to find. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.